John Martin III's bizarre boat journey from Alaska to Russia briefly made headlines this fall.
Well, tonight we're hearing from an Alaskan who's been detained in Russia for more than 2 months.
My name is John Martin, and I am being detained in...
Russian television channels also picked up the story of the 46-year-old Alaskan who had spent 11 days at sea before washing up on shore in the country's Far East.
Это американец Джон, Джон Мартин.
The sea was so peaceful and so wonderful, I couldn't imagine a more wonderful place to be.
4 months later, Martin remains in legal limbo while Russian authorities figure out what to do with him. All along, he's insisted his landfall in Russia was an accident.
Well, I was trying to reach China. Of course, I didn't make it.
Here's the long story short. Martin doesn't have a passport. More on why in a minute. Intent on crossing the Pacific anyway, he bought an 8-foot Walker Bay sailboat this summer. Packed with provisions, he floated down the Tanana and Yukon rivers with the aim of crossing to Asia. He says he has a Chinese wife and son that he hasn't seen in more than a decade. But ocean currents carried him north up the Bering Strait. He eventually made landfall at a fish camp near the tiny village of Lavrentia. A family took him in.
They let me dry. They dried my clothes for me. They let me dry out, and they let me sleep in their bed. And when I woke up, the authorities had arrived.
They flew him to the administrative city of Anadyr, where he's been ever since. At first, he was confined to the hospital, but the local courts accepted his defense that he'd crossed into Russia accidentally and acquitted him. That was in mid-October.
I have not been under guard since then, so really what they did was give me some great freedom being in Russia without documentation, and yet I'm free to come and go within the city as I please.
Martin is writing a book about his journey. He keeps a blog, nooceantoowide.com. It shows pictures of his new friends in the Russian city, where he remains a curiosity. Since his discharge from the hospital last month, he's been staying with a family and living off the kindness of strangers.
You know, when winter started coming on, just the clothes that showed up and the jackets and boots and shoes and just everything that you would need, just people have been really good to me here.
Martin is used to public attention. In 2011, he camped out in front of the Anchorage mayor's office for 5 months to protest the city's crackdown on homeless camps. Here's Martin testifying to the Anchorage Assembly later that year.
Because we've chased so many people out of the woods, we have now people doing time in jail for nothing else but trying to survive.
He had demanded a meeting with then-mayor Dan Sullivan. The mayor refused and reportedly grew irritated, telling reporters,
I really try and limit my conversations with first-degree sex offenders. I really don't know what the discussion would be. If he needs social service help, there are social service agencies that can help him.
Sullivan was referencing Martin's 1997 conviction for an affair he'd had with a 15-year-old foster child in his household. He was 23 at the time. Following his arrest, he spent 8 years in prison. His wife divorced him, and he lost contact with his kids. He's no longer on the sex offender registry, but he says his passport was revoked in 2007 for unpaid child support. That's why he attempted the dangerous ocean crossing rather than buy an airplane ticket. But John Martin's strange chapter in Russia is likely coming to a close. 4 months after he'd first arrived, a judge ruled he was in the country illegally after all. Now Russian authorities have begun the deportation process. He's appealing, but resigned to the fact he'll likely be sent back to the States.
But even once they do deport me, I do hope to still, you know, reach China, so... My focus, I suppose, will be to get my book finished and try to get it published so that I can make enough money to pay the child support and get my passport back.
To be repatriated by the Russian government, the U.S. citizen would need documents issued by an American consulate. U.S. officials at the consulate in Vladivostok didn't respond to multiple inquiries into the case. That leaves basic questions like who pays for the travel or whether Martin will fly around the globe or back over the Bering Strait left unanswered. Reporting from Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.